What about the two parts of an egg? What are they that after you break it?
The white and the yolk.
Okay, and what color is the yolk?
It's yellow.
Okay. Did you ever have poached eggs or dropped eggs?
Yeah.
How do you make them? Well, are they made with that little...
Yeah, with a little poacher. You drop them down in there and make them. Oh, I like poached eggs. Put butter on them while they're hot and eat them. I don't think they're real good.
What about eggs that you drop in boiling water and boil for a long time, say, 10 minutes and then...
Well, that's soft boiled eggs.
Okay.
Oh, now that, I told you about having to go to the hospital before I come over here. I had a bleeding ulcer and I had to take 3 pints of blood. And they give me eggs for about a week there, and I didn't get nothing else but eggs.
You get kind of tired of eggs, don't you?
I got so tired of eggs and didn't have no coffee or anything. I went through.
But eggs are supposed to be real good for you.
They've got protein and,
yeah.
and I just have to have them eggs. Before I got sick, if I didn't eat as much as one or two eggs for breakfast, I'd have a week spell then and I couldn't go. I couldn't even go. But
they really keep you going.
Keep you going.
What about different kinds of salt pork? What are other terms? You ever hear that called side meat or anything?
Yeah,
like that?
Side meat. That's what bacon's made.
Okay, is fat back the same thing as side meat?
No, I guess fat back is the fat part of the meat.
Okay. What about this home cut bacon? When you cut your own bacon right off the middling, and you fry it, and the skin part gets real hard, you can hardly chew it. You call that what?
Well, I just call it fried meat. I reckon. I don't know.
The edge of it, the skin part. You ever call that the rind or the skin?
Yeah, the rind.
Okay.
Rind.
The pork that they used to grind up and put spices and everything.
Oh, that's sausage.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Oh, yes.
And a man that cuts meat for you at the store is the what?
Butcher.
Okay. And if the meat is not refrigerated, if it goes bad, you'd say, well, I believe that meat is...
spoiled.
Okay. Are you familiar with the term head cheese or souse or anything?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is that?
We always call that... press meat.
Is that where all the different parts of the...
That's the head and all,
And we've got a lot of spice in it.
And it'll be just like a block of cheese, and you can slice it off in slices. It's real good. I like good press meat.
What about...
I don't like this bulk you get, though.
No, it's got to be homemade beef.
Yes, it's got to be homemade if I eat.
What about...
I'm peculiar about my eating.
Well, I think that nowadays, sometimes in something like that, you don't really know what you're getting.
I know what you mean.
What about scrapple? Have you ever had any scrapple?
No, I don't know what that is.
I think that's something like souse meat.
Well, it must be.
We're talking about meat spoiling. What about when butter goes bad? Well, you say that butter smells like it's what?
It smells like it's old.
Okay. What about milk when it begins to go bad, it turns kind of lumpy?
That milk soured.
Okay. Do you ever hear anybody say curdled or clabbered or anything like that?
Yeah, curdled, clabbered.
What about a diet food that's made out of curdled milk? Did you ever hear anybody call it cottage cheese or
anything? Yeah. Heard it called cottage cheese.
What about in the days when they used to... use a churn. Before they churn the milk, they'd have to pour it through a cheesecloth and do what to it?
Well, they done that when they made homemade cheese. Now, our demonstration agent taught us all in our club to make homemade cheese, and they was really good.
Wow.
And you'd heat your milk on the stove, and then you put it through a cheesecloth, and go through all that process till it comes out.
Straining?
Until it come out cheese.
Right.
Well,